So just a little bit of a background. Who exactly were the Nesinim? So the Nesinim come up in Mishnayos and in Gemaras. They're a group of people that a Yid is not allowed to marry. So just like you can't marry a Mamzer and a Mamzeres, so too one is not allowed to marry a Nasin and a Nesina. Stating that, the Nesinim were fundamentally different than the Mamzerim in that the whole institution of the Nasin and the Nesina was really Midivrei Seifrim. Now, it's a very, very early Divrei Seifrim. It dates back to the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. But there's no passing in the Torah anywhere that says that a Nasin or a Nesina are also Lavei B'Kahal Hashem. This was one of the Gzeirois that Yehoshua ben Nun instituted. So who were the Nesinim, and why did Yehoshua ben Nun decide that these people should be Asr Lavei B'Kahal Hashem? So the rest of the story we're going to see in today's daf. But for now, the short version of it is that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were told that any member of the nations of the Knanim that are living in the land at that time have to be wiped out. Now, the reason that Hashem said that the Yidden should impose such a cruel and unusual punishment on these people is because these people were pagans in a very uncivilized, in a very prehistoric way. And the way that they conducted themselves was really going to be very problematic for the Yidden to be able to create a functioning society, both on a physical level and certainly on a spiritual level. And it's for that reason, the Eibishter told the Yidden that when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, you can negotiate with them. You have no choice but to obliterate them, because it's only then that you have a chance to be able to live like an Am Kodesh, an Am Anifchar, and fulfill the purpose of creation. The Sheva Ha'umos, the nations that were living in the land, knew that it was going to be all-out war, and as a result, they braced themselves. There was, however, a group of people. They were a subgroup from the nation of Chivi, one of the seven nations. They lived in a place called Givon, hence they were known as the Givonim. And they decided that instead of fighting, which they didn't think they were going to be successful in, they would rather be Megayer. They'd rather join the Yiddish folk. The problem is, Yidden were already told that they can't accept any Geirim from any of the seven nations. So what they did was, they dressed up, quote-unquote, and they posed as if they were from some foreign land. They didn't disclose their true identity. They came to Yehoshua ben Nun, and they said, we heard all about all the miracles, and we understand that you're the chosen nation. We would like to be a part of the chosen nation. Now, Geirus is an integral part of Yiddishkeit. So many psukim in the Torah that talk about the idea of Geirus, and Yehoshua ben Nun accepted them as Geirus. Later, he found out that he had been fooled. Later he found out that these people were really people that came from the seven nations, where he was specifically told, L'Yisachayi Kol Neshama, and Hachrim Tachrimim. And now Yeshua ben Nun was posed with a little bit of a dilemma. What does he do? Does he unwind the Geiris? Mayomru Habriyoi. So he decided that what he's going to do is he's going to relegate this group of people to a very, very specific task. Like this, they would always be identifiable based on the job that they had. But here's the punchline. Yidden would know, don't marry this group of people, meaning keep them on the outside. So although it's true we will makabel them as Geirim, but at the same time we don't want them to really integrate too much together with the Jewish people. The job that he gave them was, he told them to be Chotvei Eitzvin and Shoyave Mayim. They should be the ones that are going to cut wood. They would be the ones that would be Shoyave Mayim. The Pasuk says that Yeshua told them that this job that you're going to do is going to be number one for the Bnei Yisrael, and number two, it's going to be for the Mizbeach as well. It's going to play itself out a little bit in the Gemara that their job wasn't only that they were Meshubid, quote unquote, to the Bnei Yisrael. They were also Meshubid on some level to the Mizbeach. Now the Pasuk that says that Yeshua ben Nun gave them this job says, quote, Vayitnem Yehoshua. Yeshua relegated them. He placed them. But the Pasuk says Vayitnem. And it's because of the word Vayitnem that they would go down in history and in all the rabbinic literature as the Nesinim. It's from the Shoyrish of Nasan Vayitnem. That's why they had their title. And the truth is that if you think about it, what's Pashup Shad in that? So because Vayitnem Yehoshua, because Yeshua gave them this job to be Chotvei Eitzim and Shoyvei Mayim, therefore they're known as the Nesinim, it would seem that maybe the more appropriate name would be to refer to them as the Givonim. And as we'll see in Tanakh, that is the way they were referred to, because that's the region that they came from. Why do we have to come up with a name, and why would the name be based on the word Vayitnem? I think the Pashup Shad is because Yehoshua ben Nun when he made Ven Chaytvei Eitzim Shoyvei Mayim, there was a tifkait. There was a little bit of a punchline. What he was doing was, is he wanted to give them the job that usually people used to give their avodim. They used to give their slaves. And the idea was for people to realize that even though they're not avodim, but they're like avodim. And just like a person's not let to marry an Eved Kanani, not let to marry a Shifcha Kananis, in that same vein, these people are also Asurim Lovi Bekal Hashem. So he didn't want to completely discard them because he didn't think that was a smart move. But at the same time, it had to be clear that these people are also loved by Kal Hashem. So the Chachma was, they should be Chaytvei Eitzim and Shoyvei Mayim. They're going to do the jobs that Avodim do. Like this, there'll be a group of people that are Shtikal Avodim, a group of people that are Shtikal Avodim. The Avodim also loved by Kal Hashem. That's a pretty strong way of making the point. So it could be the fact that the Nesinim where Asur Lovei Bekal Hashem is actually very much related to the fact that Vayitneim Yehoshua, that Yeshua placed them as Chaytvei Eitzim Moshoyvei Mayim, just a theory.